is. I'm like cursing the pop-up thing and cooling.
Gloria, how can I help you?
Yeah, is that pollen?
No, I'm afraid not. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, does he have anybody else that maybe helps him out with financing, like a CFO, or does he kind of do all those for you guys?
I'm sorry, what? For what?
Does anybody help him out with financing?
Financing for what?
Your business down there.
Like
who makes the financial decisions for Duke City HVAC?
Oh, that'd be both owners.
Alright, are either of them available?
Nope.
Do either of them have an email? I'm sure they're both pretty busy.
Yeah, they're pretty busy at this time of year for sure. Duke City HVAC at gmail.com.
That was at gmail.com, you said?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then could I just leave you with my info? Can I pass them along a note, let them know I called when they get back in?
Sure.
My name is Patrick.
Okay.
And then my direct dial is 858-252-1481.
Okay.
How's business looking out there in Albuquerque? You guys getting pretty busy for the summer?
Super busy. Yeah, it's hot, and all these hot, cranky people keep calling me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too fun out there.
I think that I can, you know, send someone out. Like, think that I have people just sitting around here.
Yep.
For them to call.
Yeah, I can imagine. How hot is it out there, actually?
Right now it's 86.
Okay, still pretty early, though, huh?
But it's, pretty early. They call for a high of 94. Yesterday, I think, I believe it was like 101.
Oh, dang, well.
Either yesterday or the day before.
Yeah,
at
dang.
At 4 in the afternoon, it was 101. I was just like, what? It's only June.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a hot year out there for you guys then.
Looks like it.
Well, any talk you might heard from Paul and any equipment or maybe any capital you might be looking to bring on, maybe to, you know, help all that business?
A truck would be nice.
Do you know if he's looking into bringing one on right now?
Yeah, Mike was looking.
Okay, is Mike
at a truck down the way? I think he said it was around 11,000.
Okay, well, yeah, we do. I'm calling with a business bank, actually. It's Bank of Cardiff. We're out here in San Diego, California. So we actually do equipment financing. That's what I was looking to get in contact with him about. It's kind of our bread and butter. So just wanted to let him know we actually had you guys pre-approved.
Would a work truck actually fall into that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We do that, you know, every day. That's actually, you know, our bread and butter out here. We do equipment financing and then working capital. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with either of those, but... Yeah.
Well, I know he was, last week, actually. He asked me to call our bank contact.
Okay, well, you said it was Mike that makes those decisions for you guys?
No, Mike is the one looking for the truck. He's one of the owners.
Oh, okay, he's the other owner then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we definitely could help you guys out with that. We already had you guys pre-approved for $250K, so, we kind of backtracked from that, you know, based on what you guys are eligible for and whatnot, so.
Sure, they would be, they'd also be interested in buying a, you know, getting rid of this building that we're in and putting up some kind of metal building.
We do. We very broad. So we help out. All sorts of different businesses. With scenarios just like that. So working capital. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it's basically unsecured cash. I'm not sure if you guys have like a line of credit out there with your bank.
We do.
Yeah, and is that probably secured? I'm guessing, right?
I have no idea.
Is that with Bank of the West? Yeah, that's what I see with your filing info. With ours, it's unsecured cash, though. So basically, it's just cash you guys can use as you see fit for your business. So a lot of times with line of credits, it's secured. So, they're basically you're telling them what you're spending it on, and, it's callable. So, say you use it, right, they could call it.
No, that was unsecured because we're just like, hey, give us this stuff, and I can't remember what they did with that.
Okay. But, so then did they use a lot of it then? Or do you know if, like, you guys still have a lot of that balance remaining?
What do you mean?
For the line of credit you guys have.
I don't know. These guys just, I can't remember what the heck they did with it. They just, like, wrote us a check and put it in the other checking account. You know,
okay.
And then I think, I believe I spent it on, various taxes and debts and whatnot.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
That's the way I remember it.
Right, yeah, but, that's something you for sure could use that for, was, mm-hmm. renovating, materials, supplies, anything like that, so.
We could just spend it on whatever.
Yeah, yep, for sure. It's unsecured, you guys can use it as you see fit. And what we do...
Interest rate on that.
Yeah, I was just going to say is how we do it is we actually base it off of sales. So what we do is we take 10 to 15% of your top line revenue and then, we unlock that for you guys as unsecured cash. So do you have any idea what you guys did for sales last year?
Last year. Let me see. I can look this up.
Right, and what was your name too, by the way? I didn't get that at the start of the conversation, sorry.
Gloria.
Nice to meet you, Gloria.
Like honestly, I don't know what report do I want to look at here?
That would be under your tax return. Be one of the top lines, and it would be gross revenue.
I just wanted to, find a report in,
Oh, right, like for, one of your...
Like in QuickBooks, what I mean?
Yeah. I was just kind of asking, though, just to kind of give you a general idea, but do you maybe know of, a ballpark on, just a range what you guys might have did last year, then?
Okay, but I don't know, I need a word. I just need a keyword. If I don't want to look there,
maybe if you tried annual sales.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I have sales reports. I have just I can look at a graph. Let's look at that. So, this is showing this year.
What do you know what you guys are on projection for this year?
Okay, let me just look at this because it's gonna be like total things, what I mean?
Right.
Like the
annual reports.
Installs, blah blah blah, everything we did year to date, 223.
Okay, and that's for this year? That's pretty good. Sounds like you guys aren't doing too bad this year then.
We're about on par. I know we probably
looking to grow a little bit from last year then.
Now I can look at last year.
You guys might be about half of that, on this year then, based on probably what you did last year would be my guess, around that ballpark.
Yeah. Last year we have 571.
Yeah, I was just gonna say probably five or six.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, just based off that, 10% of maybe six, that would be pretty high. So we'd definitely be able to help you guys out with that. How much would you guys be looking for too? That or are you guys just kind of shopping around, waiting to see from Mike?
Now the thing is, there are other things. There are other ways they're looking to get money, and one of them is there's a cell tower on this site.
What do you mean by that?
On our property here,
mm-hmm.
there's a cell tower. It's a tower, with different little things on it for different phone companies. So the lease on that, the company that manages that cell tower, they want to give us money.
To buy it from you, pretty much?
To extend the lease for another 10, 20 years or something like that.
Oh, on that cell tower then?
Uh-huh.
Because you said it's on your property then, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then, you said you guys would be, they've been talking about renovating the office out there for you guys for quite a while then?
Yeah, well, there were other issues that had to be resolved before we did that.
What was that? Was that just like contract or like negotiations you guys had to work out?
Yeah, different things.
Okay.
So, what were you guys? So basically what you were saying was you could lend us like up to 10% off of our earnings last year.
Yeah, it's 10 to 15% generally. So, I mean, just based off of if you guys did, you know, if you guys did 600K last year in sales, that'd be, you know, roughly 60.
Right.
So, but, you know, like I said, too, it's 10 to 15%. So, you know, it could be a little more. Would you happen to know how their, you know, how their credit is, Mike and Paul's?
Well, I don't know. Mike just bought himself a Camaro. So like his personal, you know, credit is like stretched super thin.
Yeah, sounds pretty good then.
He's got payments here, there, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
are they is Mike and Paul, are they brothers?
Yes.
Okay, are they 50-50 owners then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then how long have you guys been in business for too?
Okay, so they started out as Franco Enterprises, but now they're, so that was about 10 years ago.
Okay, and then they switched to Duke City?
Yeah, they kind of were doing general construction, like houses. It's actually 11 years now that I think about it. Yeah, they hit another anniversary. We didn't celebrate this year.
Uh-oh. You guys must have been busy.
Yeah, so they...
Good morning. Is Larry there today?
Yeah, they started out in like general construction, flipping houses under the name Franco Enterprises. And then they just kind of narrowed down to HVAC when the market kind of tanked back then.
Yeah, with the housing and whatnot.
Yeah, and they got stuck with a townhouse that they rent out.
is that where you guys are at right now then?
No, we're somewhere else.
Okay, I see how. And then, so right now you guys are just doing like, you know, heating, air conditioning.
Yeah, they just, yeah, narrowed down to the HVAC part.
Okay, so is that like all you guys do out there then, just with the business?
Yeah, basically, unless Paul feels like doing something else, like kind of being a bathroom, like, I don't know.
Okay, right. Have you guys been...
HVAC, electrical, gas lines is our, you know, main, what we're trying to focus on.
Right, yeah, I know you guys had HVAC, so I mean... Figured you guys were pretty broad with that too. How's the business been looking out there too? You guys getting pretty busy with the summer and, you know, all the heat and everything coming out?
Yeah, we're super busy.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's the great thing about capital and whatnot too, is, you know, we have a lot of people that use that to, you know, pay additional, bring on more employees for, you know, work, or, you know, pay some payroll with that. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty much as money that you guys use as you see fit. So, you know, there's a lot of different things you could do with that. And I know you mentioned a lot that they hadn't planned. I know, you know, maybe you could just run this by them. You know, I'm sure that they're the ones that make the final decisions, but it sounds like you do help them out quite a bit then.
Yeah.
All right. And then I know you gave me the email earlier for Duke City HVAC at Gmail. Is that a good email? I could just shoot you guys over some info about us then?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so, and then,
But you didn't, so do you know what the interest rate is?
Yeah, what I was going to say was, you know, like I said earlier, we based off of sales, and I'm not sure if you're too familiar with working capital at all, but how ours is it's based off of sales, it's monthly payments, or excuse me, not monthly, it's daily, weekly, monthly, but typically daily and weekly with those, and then terms are typically 3 to 36 months, so they're more short-term business loans, they're not annualized, so we don't necessarily have an interest rate per se. What we're going to do is tell you the exact amount that you're going to be approved for, and then your payback. So it's very straightforward. It's a very simple process too. It's just a one-page application for that. But what we do is we require that you have to, you know, fill out an actual application, so then we can see, you know, how, you know, what specifically you do apply for, because we do have different programs that work with all sorts of different credit tiers, and then, you know, businesses, because like I said too, we base it off of sales for the working capital. The equipment's a little different too. It's a lot simpler, and that's what we actually started out doing, because working capital is a fairly newer program. But with the equipment, it's very simple too. It's just the, you know, one page app, and then what we just require is a quote for that truck, or, you know, whatever it is they were looking to bring on. But yeah, it's just a one page app, very simple, straightforward application that we require, and then with that, it's just 6 months bank statements, so we can see the, you know, the health of the business in real time. And then that's what, you know, like I said too, is how we base it off of, is the sales, because what we do is we unlock that as unsecured cash, and then we assume that you guys can cash flow the note and then get it back to us, you know, like that. So it is a very effective way for businesses to grow and, you know, effectively use our money instead of yours, basically. So yeah, but I could shoot you over the app and that email, and then you could run that by you know, Mike and Paul, and, you know, see if you guys wanted to go with that, and then that way we could give you some actual you know, terms and whatnot.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. Who I would run that by is the accountant coming in tomorrow.
Okay. sounds like you guys got a lot of people out there then.
No, she's actually Paul's wife, so.
Oh, okay, okay. Nice. Family business then.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, if you want to just run that by his wife tomorrow, then, you know, I can shoot you everything in the email. And then when's a good time for me to check back if I don't hear anything, maybe by, like, the end of the week?
Yeah, maybe next week.
All right, for sure. I'll go ahead and
remember to yeah. Back to you tomorrow after I talk with her. But
okay.
Coming in to help me out with some things.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, then the other thing I was just gonna say was, with our application process, it is a very fast and simple process too. It is Thursday, but if you end up getting that back to me by maybe tomorrow midday, I might be able to get you, I'll be able to go and submit that and get that in the process of, okay, you know, getting a term actually worked out. But
now,
what I was just going to say too was,
that
it's
sounds great, but see, Paul and Mike, they're just kind of funny guys. They'll be like, oh, hey, we need to do this. And then it's like forever to ever do that.
Okay, so yeah, more on them then.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
So it's kind of funny. I mean, No,
that's fine, and I know, you know, I know they're very busy as well, too, so, you know, and you didn't mention there's a deadline, you know, it all was kind of stuff that they were just, you know, interested in doing, but, you know, with that truck, too, did you guys have a deadline with that, too, or are you guys, like, is that depending on some, you know, future jobs and everything?
No, it's Mike going.
Oh, I want a truck.
It's getting old. It has almost 300,000 miles on it. I would like a new truck, you know?
I see. Well, yeah, all right. Well, yeah, you know, just something to keep in mind, though. But what I was just going to say was, you know, it's 24 hours for that. And then on top of that, it's 48 hours after it's approved. Mm-hmm. And you guys get, like, some terms. That's if you guys, like what the programs you guys get put into and everything like that. Because the other way we do it is, too, we approve you for the largest amount and the longest terms possible. And mm-hmm. then you go ahead and you pick which you see fit for you guys. So that way it's kind of in your hands. So you can, we work backwards from that and put it in your hands, so you guys can determine what, you know, you guys see fit for you guys to do. But you know, I know you said that they were just looking at, you know, bringing some stuff on, just, you know, talking around the office and whatnot. But you know, just between, you know, just kind of letting you know how it works. You know, it is kind of a hypothetical. You know, we had you pre-approve 250K, but you know, that is kind of the top amount, and then right, you know, you kind of know how it works, how it's the base mark, and then we kind of work backwards from that. You know, see what you're approved for and everything, and then you go ahead and, you know, see how that works for you guys. But yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and shoot you over the email, and then I can check in on maybe tomorrow afternoon if I don't hear anything back. But I know you said that they're kind of, you know, just looking around. But next week for sure, I'll go ahead and give you a call if I don't hear anything.
Sure.
All right, Glory. Well, I'll shoot you over that email then, and go ahead and get back to me if you need anything else.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.